When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show Classics. Any great secret really should be told more than once, just like the first time. The Secret Show is not for everyone and should only be enjoyed by those over the age of 18. The Secret Show Classics. Always available at RadioAlice.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. I say, hey, it's the Secret Show. Sarah says she'll never be a backdoor hoe. Vinny says, listen for a little while. He'll make you grow your bush out 70 style. And I know, the Secret Show, that I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, and your bush too.
Hello. So use that. The interns aren't down there with the headphones yet, so we can say anything we want about her right now.
About Yuzette?
Yeah, and she can't. She can't say anything back.
Well, today was the day I planned to dig in the dirty laundry. Oh. Find some panties that my girlfriend has worn all day and put them on my face while I romance myself.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Apparently, that's a go-to move of Yuzette's boyfriend, husband. Was it a boyfriend?
Boyfriend
you
at the
told
time.
The story,
boyfriend at the
so
time.
It was when.
Well, I didn't tell the story. She shot me down with her eyes blazing. And so the story, there was no story told. It was more of a dribs and drabs thing. Mm. I do have an email about it, though. Yay. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, August 29th, 2012. Sarah, Vinny, Hooman, and Brynn here. Yuzette is producing. A longtime listener of the show and good friend Gino is sitting in this morning.
The
phones are blowing up. I think Nick and Sarah are interns today, which is good. We need to talk to Nick. And we're going to go right to the phones. Anybody want to make a bet whether or not it's Scott?
It's Scott.
Or is it Darian calling to bitch again?
Hello? Hello?
Hello,
hello. Okay, goodbye.
You're on the air.
It was probably one of them, and then they hung up.
England, you're on the air. Hello.
Edson, is that you?
Okay, it's me. Caputo.
All right, nothing. Oh, well.
That's fine.
Okay, first of all... He only did that one time, Vincent.
That you know of.
That
he only did it in front of you. And then you were so horrified.
And then
he was like, I guess I have to hide that.
He didn't put them on his face. He sniffed them.
So he just sniffed it and wanked it.
Right.
The old sniffing Jack.
Has anybody...
It's Jack and Sniff.
Have any of the guys around here sniffing jacked?
I sniffed, but I never jacked from it. I just...
You sniffed panties, but you didn't like...
You're telling me you randomly found a pair of panties and went, oh, I better...
A random pair of panties?
They'll leave them around and why not, right? Why not?
Are you into smells, Ben?
I am into smells.
Yeah?
We've been
so they get down and... I don't remember. Tell me all about
it. It has to be okay. You can't...
Right.
I mean, there's bad
smells.
Well, no one wants bad smells, but...
But you want that pussy smell.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a nice smell.
Yummers.
Gross, Gino. You just totally grossed me out.
Yeah, Gino, please.
Yummers.
So you've done it, Gino. You've done it, obviously.
Are you into smells, Gino? I don't want to know.
No,
I actually don't want to know.
I'm
good. I'm glad you don't.
Kind of
What about you, Hooman? You like a... nothing like the smell of fresh poussoir in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've held panties to your face
and never? You never smell a panty?
No. I mean, I saw it one time done in a movie, movie theater. I was like, that is something I would never do. Like, there's nothing attractive about that.
Nick, what about you?
No, I agree with Hooman. That's a little much.
What's wrong with poussoir smell?
Give it a sniff.
There's nothing wrong with it in general, but the underwear, like the leftover.
Yeah, you gotta be there actually to.
So Gino, you're a no go.
Yeah, part of the joy of poontang is looking at it.
Oh, so you're saying without the look, you don't want to smell it?
Oh, just the panties.
You don't want just the whiff in the air. It's not.
I don't know. I'm going to go home and try it. I told you. I'll check it out.
I'm sure your girlfriend will be thrilled.
You don't want a smell, right? You don't want a. You want just that hint of. Mm. You know what I mean? You don't want a smell there.
Well, you certainly don't want a super pungent smell. That's for sure.
No, absolutely not.
You know. Oh my God! I just finished this book, Gone Girl.
Yeah.
And there's if you haven't read it and you think you might, it's such a good book. It's about this couple and they're together and he's cheating on her. And the wife says something to the effect of, because the wife knows that he's cheating and he doesn't know that she knows. He thinks she's totally in the dark and she's hiding it because she's crazy, because she's got a whole plan. And she says, sometimes he gets into bed at night and I can still smell that slut's twat on his fingers.
Oh, wow.
Even after he's washed his hands, she must have some funky pussy.
Oh, wow.
That book is so
good. That's crazy.
Good. Yeah.
Wow.
For those of you listening to the bleeps, can you say that again?
I think they probably gathered they from the it. Context of the.
That's probably true. So say the name of the book again, and who is the writer?
I don't know. Gillian somebody. But Gone Girl is the name of the
Gillian
book.
Gillian with a G?
With a G, yeah. I think it's with a hard G sound. I listened to it on Audible, and they said it with a G, with a G. But it's great. I mean, talk about a psycho book. So, so good.
I'm going to read it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I think you'd like it. It's really... It'll put you off marriage, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, maybe that's what I need right now.
Maybe it is.
Maybe that's a book for me.
Maybe this is the book for you.
You know, I just had my 17-year anniversary last week.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, good for you.
You like marriage? You're a fan?
Definitely, because... You always have something to go home to.
But don't you ever see some hottie who looks at you and you're like, wow, I could have had that.
Yeah, but you know what? Chances are I probably did. So you know what I mean?
You
so
were
it's
slut
like,
for a while?
Well, yeah, a long time. Anyways, it all feels the same. You know what I mean?
No.
Carcass is carcass. Is that what you're saying?
Just a hole in a heartbeat, basically.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus, Ryagra.
I know, right?
Gino,
that's as bad
as. What are you doing?
Ryan. Hey, the author of the book is Gillian Flynn. Okay. Flynn.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a devil's threesome story, so when you guys have it.
We're ready. Go ahead. You're on.
Okay. Well, you remember, like, back in the day when, you know, you used to have to. Turn in your film to get developed.
Sure, of course. Not that long ago.
Back
really.
In the day, I know.
Right. Oh, you mean 2003?
Right.
Yeah, back in those days are the days when I never took pictures because there's no way I would carry around a camera in a million years.
And have the film and have it all charged up.
All of my best memories are not, there are no pictures of them.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, so I had gone into, like, it was Long's Drugs or something, you know, in the camera center. There was this hot chick that used to work there. So I'd gone and turned in, you know, 10 or 20 rolls of film over the few months or whatever. Anyways, I asked her, I said, you know, have you ever, you know, got anything like bad or group sex or anything like that? Any kind of pictures where, you know, you can't develop? And she says, you know, yeah, or whatever, this and that. We have to turn them in if there's children or this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And she says, you ever done that? And I said, well, no, not necessarily a, you know, threesome. She says, well, do you want to?
Wow. When was this? How long ago was this? Before you were married?
Yeah.
Long before?
Right before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right before.
They were engaged.
Right
before.
You were engaged?
I knew my wife 5 weeks and we got married.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Gino.
I did.
17 years later.
How'd you guys meet?
Hold on. Wait. We'll get to that in a second. Back to the devil's threesome.
Well, so she says...
So would you like to?
And I said, okay. You know, so she's like, all right, well, let me call my man and see if it's cool. And I'm like,
at that point like, oh,
yeah,
really, your man?
I was like, well, you know, that's not my game. You know what I mean? He ain't touching me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't go that way out. Anyways,
it's not
he...
game.
if it's a three-way.
You don't want a 69 a guy?
Yeah, oh. No. So,
What did you just say?
I'd love to see that.
You would love to see a guy 69ing a guy.
I would not. I actually would not. I was
fucking
just...
each other's faces. It'd be great.
Keep going.
So we.
Sarah, an all time low.
You're the one who said it.
So she calls me, and I end up going over to her house, and meeting the guy. Hi, how you doing?
Was he cute?
No, he was like a just a really small, like just a small skinny white guy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
We're gonna bone your Betty, huh?
Yeah. I was like, hi, I'm Gino, I'm about to do your girlfriend, you know, kind of a thing. What could I say?
Right,
you know what I mean? So
are you drunk? Do you have a bunch of beers or what?
No, I think I was I was totally sober for
you
that.
You don't want to have performance issues.
But I think they were, you know what I mean? They were on some stuff. Anyways, they started getting into it and doing it right there on the bed. And so I had to just, unload, and she immediately grabbed it and proceeded to,
What do you mean unload? What does that thing take a backhoe to get in and out of your pants? What are we talking about here? Like, he unloads it hits the bed, and they bounce off.
Kinda.
Really? No. How big are we talking?
Flaccid, probably about good solid 5.5-6 inches.
Yeah, and then
no
one cares.
Just
about
hanging down, it hangs 6 inches.
About five.
Come in here and show Sarah.
Yeah.
Right, here I come. Hold on.
Come in here and show me.
Will you look
stand
at that?
Up.
Go look at that.
Oh, my God.
I'm cool.
So what about when it's happy?
When it's happy, it's it doesn't grow much in length, but the girth is just enormous.
So you're telling me you have a 5-inch fatty?
Yes. Not a beer can, mm-hmm. but kind of close.
It's a big fatty, but not super, super long.
No, not super long, no.
All right. So it's kind of like a stack of pancakes.
You know what? Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, so then what happened? Let's get back to Jesus Christ.
Is it making you hot?
No, enough about your dick, okay?
Never enough about dick.
So she starts, giving me a blowjob. Yeah. And
making eye contact with her boyfriend at the time.
It's funny because he was just like, he was just standing there watching us. And
I would have been like, turn around.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first time I'd ever done something like that. You know what I mean?
So then what happened?
So then we just kind of were going, and he starts hitting it. And
hitting her?
Well, I mean, having sex. And while she's, got me in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Pig on a spit move. We're familiar.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you do that, right? To have it...
Yeah.
And then he kind of...
To be full of penis.
Right. I guess. Fill me exactly. All the ends.
So he leaves the room, and
The video equipment?
I started... I don't know what he was doing, but I I turned around and I got in it, started hitting that. From behind, and she was getting into it and everything this and that, and he comes in and he gets all freaking pissed off. He's like, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be getting any pleasure out of this, but this is for him, and blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? And
So she's blowing you and fighting with the guy at the same time?
He's doing her now.
The guy walks back in and he's mad at you because you weren't supposed to be banging her?
No. Just he was mad at her.
Because
she was liking it.
Oh.
And,
what is she supposed to be doing? It's
exactly.
An enjoyable act.
So then you guys have to fist fight? You have to beat the guy up?
No.
Actually,
he got kind of rough with her, and I was like, that's when I stepped up, and I was like, hey, dude, you know what I mean? Mm. You can't do that. I don't know, that's your girl, but you can't be putting your hands on her like that. So anyway, so that just instantly, killed the mood.
Deflated, yeah.
Yeah. So then I was like, all right.
Wait, so then what did he say? You guys both standing there with your cocks hanging out?
Yeah, actually, cock in hand. It was good times up till that point.
Yeah, sure.
So then what happened?
That ruined it.
And so then I just basically just left.
So he could beat her.
Right, and then they beat the crap out of her. Right.
She said, don't leave, Gino, don't leave.
Please don't take me with you.
No, because I think it was one of those relationships, where he got physical with her, And so then anyways, she calls me like a month or two later and tells me she's homeless if she can stay at my house.
Oh, wow. My God.
I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
I'm married now.
Yeah.
You said, no, I'm cool?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did. I'm like, nah, I just, you know, because it wasn't anything that I was, you know, going to pursue. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she's homeless, brah.
Yeah,
you
know, but.
So, she's not a friend.
But she did that.
Blew
you know
him and
mean?
Let him bone her while her boyfriend watched. That sucks.
Did you change your number after that?
Wait a minute. So then what happens? You just hang up. You're like, hell,
this is
yeah.
This is
well,
such a sad story.
Find a cave.
No.
Find a bridge.
Because she had said.
Find a pimp.
I know. I've got cardboard boxes in the back.
And then you never went to that drugstore again?
Yeah, never.
Oh.
No, but she said she had a couple of options, but I was... One of the
number
preferences,
one.
You know, can I come stay with you since you were just, you know.
God, the other two were probably guys she met yesterday.
The pancake man.
Yeah. I'll have another short stack, please.
What's going on in here? You're doggy style. There's a smile on your face.
Why it's got to be a short
Stop
stack.
Stop enjoying this.
Just kidding. Just trying to come up with pancake lingo that everyone could get behind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm. So then you met your wife and married her 5 weeks later.
Yes, we met in the...
What year?
It was 95.
Okay.
We met in the in a mall, of all places.
Which mall?
County East Mall in Antioch.
Okay.
Was it like at a round table at the mall? Or?
No. She worked at the Zales Jewelers.
Oh.
And I was walking by and she said, excuse me, can I clean your necklace? I said, yeah,
what's that a euphemism for?
Beautiful person I'd ever seen, you know what I mean? Totally
my pearl
like
pearl necklace.
But was my total like, you know what I mean? My perfect girl,
tight.
You know what I mean?
You're tight.
Yeah, yeah. She's Mexican, but she's got the Asian looking eyes and really high cheekbones and really big voluptuous lips. And so
DSLs.
The elusive Mexican.
She's got some DSLs.
What's a DSL?
Oh, please. You girls know exactly what that means.
Sarah.
I don't know what a DSL is.
Dick sucking lips.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
Has your wife got those?
She does, actually.
I didn't know what that was.
But
lips of a certain kind.
Yeah.
Ones that might be good at...
D sucking lips. Leave that in.
Can I leave that in?
Well, I don't think we can. I don't know, though. I never know.
You can't.
All right, anyway, so she's got the DSLs. What else?
No, she's beautiful.
So you guys hook up that day, and then five weeks later, you're running her down the aisle.
I actually walked out of the mall because we ended up going to lunch, or you know, making a date for lunch. And so
Jesus.
For that day, yeah. And then,
because
was your necklace nice and clean?
You hold it at my house.
Beautiful.
Man, you've got yes written on your face or something, don't you?
So,
people are offering... three ways and lunches.
He's a good looking guy.
He's good looking. He's super cool and nice, and he's very charming.
Yeah,
I've seen him work the girls.
Yeah, he's just friendly and comes off as being pretty honest.
Exactly.
Straight
forward. How soon before you guys were humping?
Well, we didn't do it until we got married.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know.
What if she had a very pungent area?
Actually, no. What
you
it,
don't
what
like
it
that.
Was is,
did you get a BJ at least before you got married?
No, check it out. So
she was pregnant with another guy's baby.
Oh.
Was she?
Oh.
She
no.
was?
No.
Too bad.
Oh.
No. We actually walked out of the mall after I met her, and I was like, did you just meet your wife? And I was like, nah,
oh, that's
heck
so
no,
sweet.
Right? And then, like,
love
about a year later... A year later, she goes, oh, honey, look what I wrote in my diary on the day we met. She says, today I met my husband.
Yeah! Woo!
We both knew. So anyways, we...
Oh, like, my God, I got to buy this new diary and put in a whole bunch of crap into it.
So we went up to Reno.
Oh, my God.
How much did your wedding cost?
In total, I spent like... $400.
Nice.
Oh. Is that your type of wedding, Vin?
That is.
Hey, it was legal. It's all
legit. Of course
legit.
It was legal.
You know
how many
I mean?
People
That's
were
it.
There?
Was anyone trying to say you've only known her 5 weeks? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You got it for $400.
They were all going.
You're down with this? He marries a girl 5 weeks after.
He's been with her for 17 years. Hey,
yeah, but not knowing that.
Let's go back to the wedding real quick. No. How many people were at the wedding?
Just my mother.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Because she got married like... She told her family, like, you know, she didn't, you know, they didn't want her to get married because they saw that I had already had a child. I had my oldest son is with the, what was with the next girlfriend. And so, and they're old Mexicans, like from the motherland, you know what I mean?
Oh, so,
and
so they're like, oh,
no,
worthy.
No, you can't, yeah, you can't get married to him. You know, he's got a kid and this and that. So she's like, you know, bleep, you know, I'm going. And
do,
so
her, do her parents still hate your guts?
No, her parents, I'm actually the favorite now.
Oh, good.
Have you know, they fallen on bended knee and apologized to you like they should?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
It was just basically like, okay, we're letting you in the house now, so I guess
so
you're forgiven.
So it's attrition. Over the years, you broke them down, and now they love you, and they see that she did make the right decision.
How many
right,
kids you got with this chick?
Four.
Wow.
Damn. So you have five kids total?
Yes.
Are you Mexican?
What are the age ranges?
Little Gino is 19, and then Bella is 14, Joey is 12. Heaven is
Heaven. Five. You named your kid Heaven?
Yes.
It's all right.
It's your stripper.
Not shortened to Heavy?
No. You know, I do call her that sometimes.
Is she fat?
But no. She's not.
That's good.
Just because, you know, that's a Heaven for short. It's Heavy. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Then, so Heaven is how old?
Five. And then Aaliyah is one.
Jesus Christ. You have so many kids in such a
I know. I always
your wife
tell
just
that.
Had a kid a year ago?
Hey,
so crazy. Many kids. Damn.
What's the youngest kid's name?
Aaliyah.
Oh,
that's cute. I like Aaliyah.
Are you Mexican?
No, I'm Sicilian.
And your wife's
you can't
Mexican?
Tell he's an Italian guy. Just look at him.
Know?
He's like the most Italian looking guy I've ever seen.
Hey, what do you?
Bull! What are you talking about? Fucking Sicilian over here.
Yeah. Okay, no idea. Our other intern's a quarter Chinese.
Yeah, are you sure she's really a quarter Chinese?
Yeah, she told left. Me. She's not here. She's not here. Who?
I don't know, man. I was like, really? I'm like staring at her. And I don't know. She's so freckly faced and redheaded. And like, really? Quarter Chinese?
So I've been
hey, how many times a week do you have sex with your wife?
Probably.
You should probably stop.
Yeah, leave the poor woman alone.
How many times?
You know, twice maybe.
Twice maybe?
Well, they have a new baby. Well,
sometimes there's you know, an anger period or something like that.
You guys don't have angry makeup sex all the time?
No, I just had that.
What
actually,
do you do
like,
that she gets so mad at you?
Yeah, what do you do?
You know, I have no idea.
It's what you don't do, isn't it?
Do you go
fucking
down?
Fucking trash. Don't sit in there, isn't it?
It's the trash,
it's,
or?
It's, I don't know exactly what it is, because if I knew, I would try to fix it, because it sucks.
Why don't you ask her? How about that?
No, well, it's...
What can I do to make
you
happy?
I am so disappointed. Does she do that?
No, she doesn't. no disappointment.
Hey,
she just doesn't say.
Woman.
She just doesn't say anything.
She gives you the silent treatment.
Yeah, like and just short responses to everything that I say.
And her pussy just keeps getting tighter after every kid, too,
oh,
right?
It's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's so weird. That's so not the story I've heard. Yeah. I keep hearing that story from you, and from
myth,
everyone
yeah,
else, I hear a different story.
It's a myth that's out there that, you know.
Are her tubes tied now?
Yes, they are.
Oh, thank they are.
God.
Oh, good.
Yes, they are.
God, thank God.
How old is she? She's getting old to have a 1-year-old.
She's 41.
Oh, geez.
Whoa.
Oh,
man.
I told you to stop at four. When he had four kids, I was like, oh, my God, that's so many kids.
Yeah.
And then he has a fifth one. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
The last two were kind of unexpected. Because, I'm always very, very careful. You know what I mean? And I'll
trying
put
to
it,
get your pancake syrup in the...
Where you put that stuff.
And
careful
and
with
they
it.
They were both. It was one time. Because, you know, sometimes
she's
you could.
She's a fertile myrtle. Her body
I guess.
Or
I just got the champion swimmers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
oh, that must
doing
be it. I'm sure that's
doing
it.
The butterfly.
Shots. Champion swimmers. Super strong sperm.
Hey, Gino, the back door open?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
Sarah loves it.
No, Sarah doesn't. And you're right now. Have you ever done that?
I have, actually.
Oh, yeah, with the stack of pancakes you did?
Yeah.
How's that girl? Was her ass all ripped apart?
No, she was a black girl, actually. And I don't know.
So
she might have been used to it or something. I don't know.
Oh.
But I kind of told her, like, one time, hey, you better watch it or I'm going to, you know, get you like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like, all right, well, come on.
Whoa.
I said, oh, okay.
What's your backdoor tally at now? Still one?
I'm not doing that ever again, Vinny. I already told you.
Never again.
As far as I'm concerned, if it never happens again, I'm fine with it. My backdoor tally, one. Vinny's backdoor tally with his current girlfriend, three.
Hey,
Total four.
Let's hear from Nick real quick.
Nick, did you backdoor the virgin the other night?
She's technically a virgin if
yeah,
you do that.
Still
yes, she is still a virgin.
Technically.
That's too bad.
So there's a lot going on with that situation.
Yes, talk,
right now,
talk to us. Let's reset this really quick. We had a 30-year-old virgin who wrote into us. It spurred a 22-year-old virgin to write in as well. She and Nick have now seen each other.
The 22-year-old, not the 30-year-old.
Yes.
Okay. Just the 22-year-old. We hung out on this past Saturday night.
And you really liked her.
Really liked her. We hung out for a couple hours, got a couple drinks. Everything was awesome. We had a date planned for this upcoming Friday night.
Okay.
What happened?
I canceled on her last night.
Why?
Because I met another girl on Monday night. Well, not met another girl.
Okay.
A girl that I've known for a little bit now, and things got pretty serious on Monday night.
Don't tell us it's the one girl that...
Is it the one girl from here?
No, it's not that one. I haven't heard from her.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Thank God. Stop texting
me. So you're saying you kind of got back together with someone?
No, not back together. It's just a friend of a friend. She's been coming out to these open mic nights that I do.
Yeah.
Where I play guitar and stuff. Yeah. And
in Dublin. Danville.
Danville, yeah.
Yeah. Is this other chick hot?
Yes. They're all extremely attractive.
Of course
so.
They are. But how of about course. This one? That's,
why yeah. this one? Why are you throwing the... Why can't you see them both? Why can't you be dating?
Well, that
I don't
was
understand.
A conundrum I had. I was going to bring it to the show today, but then I'm like, well, we're talking about it now. Like, they're all going to know by then, so... No, it's basically...
I think you can see more than one girl.
Yeah, you don't have a ring on your finger.
Yeah, you don't have a ring, and there's no reason that you can't.
It's very true. Very true. But, I don't
and
know,
this
there's
part,
something...
poor fucking virgin. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah!
I know.
Yeah!
And she was...
Yeah!
She seemed a little heartbroken. She sent a text saying something along the lines of, like,
thanks for nothing,
no,
punk.
Like, too bad you got away or something, or, like, I don't know, something along
you
those
know
lines.
You know what? Write her back and say, I didn't get away. Let's just see each other. We'll keep it
too
casual.
Bad someone got you first.
Yeah, you don't know where. Yeah, you could be meeting
your
wife.
You're blowing it. Listen.
You could be meeting your wife.
No, there's no wife. You guys, he's going to be a rock star. He needs to bone all the ladies.
Years,
he needs to learn how to play the field.
Yeah, you've got to bang everyone, Nick. Not
especially
what is
the
this?
Virgin.
This is ridiculous. You're failing at rock star.
You are a loser.
I'm just saying something really, really good happened
Stop
Monday
talking.
Night. It was really serious.
What do you mean something really good happened? What, she fell on your cock with her mouth? Like, what? Are you so hard up for sex?
Well, you know, that does happen.
It has been a while, but I'm just saying this was the best sex I've ever had. I'm just going to throw that out there.
So you break up with a virgin for the best sex that you've ever had.
I'm not breaking up with a virgin.
You broke up with her.
I just didn't want to see them at the same time. I thought it'd be kind of a little rude.
No,
I'm a nice
it's
guy,
not
remember?
Rude. It's God. What rock stars do.
Bruh, God. You gotta hit the virgin. Dude.
Yeah, Nick, really.
Although, now that he's boning one of them, I guess. But you know what? I guarantee you, this chick, now that she's boned you, she's going to fuck with your head, and you're going to be like, why did I give
you know
up
what?
On a virgin?
One day, you're going to be doing your radio show, and you're going to be sitting there thinking, I could have fucked a virgin.
Well, I'm still young.
Yeah, but you won't be for long.
Yeah, and there's not that many virgins left.
Yeah, they're all True. Sluts. God.
I can't believe
Very
it.
Very disappointed in you.
I didn't
you.
Mean to let you guys down, but
God
I had to tell you.
Damn it.
We're not hooking you up anymore.
Yeah, that is it. God.
Disappointed in you.
Jesus.
So disappointed in you.
Well, whatever. I'm happy.
No, you whatever.
Well, who cares if you're happy? We have
that?
A show to do here.
Come on.
You know, it's guys like Nick. He's like honest
that
to a fault.
Screw
you know,
it up for everybody.
Right, exactly.
We
so
pinned
nice,
our
so
hopes
honest.
And dreams on you, Nick.
It's too nice. He should have come in and been like, you know what? I decided I'm not going to see anybody anymore. And then he could have banged both of them. And the girl, oh, you're not seeing anybody? Well, I didn't think the details of our relationship needed to be something that was shared on The Secret Show. So I had to, I mean, come on, man. Work the fucking system. Jesus. God. Well, then why didn't you tell him that before?
That kid does not listen to me at all. I mean, you want to talk about a person who my words fall on deaf ears? It's that kid.
Hey, what's up with calling me cocky earlier? What's up with that?
Because you're cocky. You've changed. You used to be friendly and nice.
You used
and
to
warm.
Love me so much. What happened?
Well, you got cockier than whom? And he's got to be the cockiest on the show. Everybody knows that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like humble. You're turning into something that... I just don't think is you.
Oh, is he turning into a monster?
Yeah, he's turning me into a monster.
We've created fan. A monster?
Interesting.
Well, hey, I want to see a picture of this chick you're going out with.
Yeah, we want to see her.
Okay.
Pull her up right now.
I'm coming.
That's right. Come don't in here. Come
please.
In the real...
Disgusting.
The man. Let's just wait. Yeah. Leave all this in.
Hurry up. I always wonder when he says leave all this in, has that already been cut out? Hey, gang. Slurp.
They just write that in a big long line so that they don't have to do the 80s intro.
We get it.
Just listen to Monday's Secret Show. I was laughing so hard I was crying. I have to share a story about a guy I dated while I was in college. We were long distance, about 400 miles, and dated for about a year. He lived close to my folks, so we'd see each other about once a month. About a month after we broke up, a package arrived from him. The card said, "These belong to you again. They're clean now." In the box, rolled up neatly, were 10 pairs of my panties. Apparently, he would take a pair each time I came to visit, dirty ones, and would use them exactly as you described on the show. I never noticed them missing, because like your typical girl, I have about 100 pairs of panties, so I never missed the odd one disappearing. Naturally, I threw the entire lot of them away. What on earth would make him think I'd want them back? Gross! Little tip, guys, if you steal your girl's panties to use for inspiration, don't send them back to us. OFOCHYGL, Susan. I don't know why you had to throw them out. Who cares? Here's your panties back.
Well, you don't know if he wore them.
Who cares?
Nah, you know what? Keep them. I don't want them.
Yeah.
You want them back, Sarah?
I really don't care if he sends them back or not, but I think that his whole point was, I stole your panties and I stiffed them.
Yeah.
I could see how a guy would think that's a compliment, that he's, you know, really getting into your business.
I like the Asian girl way more. Everyone judge. Be honest for once, people. Shut that. Look at
really
you.
Young.
All right, let's pass it around.
Pretty face. Pretty nice lips.
Holding it too long. You're holding it too long.
Okay, I'm going to bring a picture of my wife in there. Yeah.
Why'd you?
Oh, great. There you go.
See, she's cute.
Asian or white? Asian or white?
I'm going to say Asian virgin over this one.
I'm going Asian virgin over that one, too.
Brand, your vote. Your vote.
I don't remember the Asian version.
We all
suck. Yeah, you do. He says Asian version, too. Andy, is that your thoughts?
Let me see when he comes
back. Asian virgin, Asian virgin, Asian virgin, Asian virgin, Asian virgin.
She just said ew. You can't say ew.
Oh, sorry.
You are so not a diplomat.
Put your headphones
on. She's fat.
Oh,
what is wrong with you?
Nothing. Wow. She's being honest for once.
She's not fat. Stop it.
Hey. Put it on your headphones.
Look at that stomach.
Listen to us, Nick.
Today's my last day, by the way. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that your wife?
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
Oh, she's cute. Good for you.
We are picking who you date. You don't get to pick.
Show her to
Gino's jealous because we didn't look at pictures of his wife. So we have to see.
Gino's kids are adorable. Really good looking.
Asian virgin! Asian virgin!
Yeah, she's super pretty. She is really pretty, actually.
Okay. Nick.
There you go.
We need you to listen to us.
No, you know what? Leave him alone.
Nick, we're really sorry, but you've been outvoted. You're going to be dating the Asian virgin from now on.
Aging virgin. The aging virgin.
Oh, that's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Judging is so fun.
Yeah, my favorite part of the show, let's see, is Nick, you're a loser! and you said, ew.
I used to be on top, too. I don't know what happens.
Yeah. Stars fall so hard and so fast.
Oh, jeez.
And it just came out.
Who does that?
Oh, Nick.
Me, apparently.
Christ.
I gotta start kissing up to somebody else now, I guess.
Yeah. Nick. That we...
I'm gonna need your building pass.
Who, Fernando
today.
And Brian?
And Greg.
I always said Fernando and Brian.
What do you want, human?
Hey,
what's
Nick,
up?
Now that the overlords have spoken, I think you should go on a date with both.
No, he's already made his choice.
No, he hasn't, Sarah.
Hooman,
Nick.
You can't live the kid's life for him. Why are you so upset about it?
He's a rock star. He's going to have women.
Nick just makes bad decision after bad decision. It's terrible.
He gets so upset about everything about Nick. Like he's too cocky. Oh, he's, what was the other thing he was mad about? Oh, the girl.
A doormat.
The girl was
taking. Don't be a doormat.
You're a doormat. I think you are just like the most protective, loving person.
Thank you so much.
You really care deeply about him. Getting a virgin. And you really want that for him.
I just want you to make good decisions, Nick. Can you do that for me,
Thank
please?
You, Hooman. I'll think about it.
Do you have any brothers?
No, younger sister.
Okay, consider Hooman your big brother.
Oh. Yeah.
And just listen to me blindly. Go on both dates. Make them.
It is really sad about.
Make them earn it. Is that what you're gonna say?
Make them earn it.
Yeah.
He doesn't make them earn it. He puts out like any good red blooded American boy does. Well, put out.
out. Let me fuck you this evening. I just met you, and I'm gonna fuck you. Not gonna make you earn it.
Write a song like that.
Light up my candle and burn it.
Can you write a song like that?
Yeah,
I just gotta bring in the guitar. I think Sarah's got the words down.
Yes, she does.
I have a whole song about you, Nick. You didn't realize it.
I got a beatbox for that whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
Oh, we got a full band right here.
Oh, my God.
Nick, did you hear that Gino's cock is thick?
Ew.
Yeah, what? Oh.
He was fucking this girl, made her boyfriend sick. Oh, Nick, baby, you gotta take the virgin baby to the back room. And then go fuck that other girl, too.
I think I'm going to text people while you do this song.
Hey, he's a rock star. He's got to be cocky. All
right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. You do need that attitude. But it hurts one's feelings. Human's really hurt by it. Time to go.
Need a hurry.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here.
Have a good one, everybody.
Thanks, Gino.
Thank you.
Good
appearance. Love you guys.
Nick, seriously, dude, you need to reevaluate.
Asian virgin.
Bye. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.